Serbia says it is unable to deal with the large number of foreign migrants gathered along its border with Hungary. The Serbian statement came after Hungarian workers closed an opening on a fence along the border as part of restrictions on the migrants. Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić said Tuesday that Serbia is not a collection center. He said it is unacceptable for migrants to have to return to Syria, while at the same time more were arriving from Greece and Macedonia. Earlier Tuesday, Hungarian officials closed two border crossings because of what they said were poor controls on the Serbian side. Hungary declared emergency rule in two areas as part of an effort to limit the number of migrants trying to reach the European Union. Israeli police and Palestinian protesters have clashed for the third day this week at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The BBC reported that Palestinian protesters threw rocks and Israeli police officers used tear gas and stun guns. Israel said two Palestinians were arrested and five officers were hurt in the violence Tuesday. King Abdullah of Jordan criticized the Israeli actions. He said they were provocative and could harm ties between the two countries. Thai police have, for the first time, publicly linked a deadly bombing in Bangkok last month to China's Uyghur ethnic minority group. Investigators said Tuesday they believe the bombing was the work of human traffickers who smuggled Uyghurs through Thailand. A month before the attack, Thailand forcibly sent more than 100 members of the Uyghur group to China. Rights groups and exiled Uyghur organizations condemned the Thai move. The United States is warning North Korea against irresponsible provocations after North Korea said it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear center. U.S. presidential spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday that North Korea should stop itself from actions that serve only to aggravate tensions in East Asia. He urged North Korea to work instead on honoring the international agreements it has signed. Earlier, North Korea warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. The Korean Central News Agency published the warning. North Korea also threatened to use ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite into orbit. The United Nations Security Council has barred North Korea from using such technology. A major American manufacturer, General Electric, said Tuesday it is moving 500 jobs to China, France, and Hungary. The company said it is acting because the U.S. Congress blocked a government program they sought, the U.S. Export-Import Bank. Under the program, foreign companies are able to borrow money to buy American products. Government support for the lending programs ended July 1st, when attempts to get financing for the agency failed. Some conservatives in Congress object to the Export-Import Bank. They say the bank helps large businesses that can find financing for their products in private markets and do not need government help. California officials say a disabled woman has been killed in one of two big wildfires in the northern part of the state. The body of 72-year-old Barbara McWilliams was discovered in the burned ruins of her home near California's world-famous Napa Valley winemaking area. The fire has destroyed 400 homes and burned over 24,000 hectares of land since last Saturday, and is threatening another 9,000 structures. The fire was only about 10% contained as of late Monday night. I'm Jill Robbins.